What, I wonder, has given you joy this year? I do hope there's something. What's given you a time of real happiness? Maybe it's a new family member, a new grandchild, or a family wedding and a new family member that way. Or some success to celebrate. I don't know, exam results, a job found, a promotion gained. Or some other hidden pleasure, some project you've finally completed, or, I don't know, you've learnt to do pottery or something. Many things give us joy. As I wrote down the question, I realised, not for the first time, just what a shallow person I am. For the first thing that came into my mind, not the only thing, my defence up first, but the first thing that came into my mind was the new, I mean, it's new to us, it's second hand, it was the new electric car we've just bought. There, I told you I was shallow, but it's shiny and it's red and it's all clean inside because no one's dumped their junk in it yet. And it just purrs along and I'm in love all over again. But I know it will get a scratch at some point, or develop a rattle that won't go away, or some widget that I don't understand will go wrong or something, and it will just become another bit of background in my life. And it's not just cars that go wrong. Everything earthly that gives us joy today has within it the potential to give us angst tomorrow, of varying degrees, of course. But the chaos and entropy of all we know and cherish, relationships, work, school, things we own, things we like to look at, everything. Everything is prone to decay and corruption. Everything that we love and cherish that gives us real pleasure in so many ways. Everything is vulnerable to the changes and chances of life. Everything is, except the enduring love of God expressed to us through the life, ministry, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Him crucified, Him resurrected, Him ascended and at the right hand of God. The resurrection which we celebrate today on this mountaintop, how dare anyone call it a hill, on this mountaintop is a new kind of joy. Not the joy of a new grandchild, nor the joy of a new love, not the triumphant joy of a promotion at work, nor of good exam results, not even the joy of a nearly new Vauxhall Mokka-E with only 4,000 miles on the clock, and, as I discovered this morning, intelligent headlights. The joy of the resurrection of Christ is deep and unchanging. It speaks of the love and forgiveness that your God has for you, that my God has even for me. The moment of the resurrection endures. It speaks of our safety with God. It's founded in the goodness of one who never changes. It's a joy because amidst our place of change and chance and chaos, in the resurrection we just glimpse ultimate things. And what we glimpse is beautiful because in the empty tomb we see into the heart of Him who is love. So if someone asks you why you're smiling today, and I hope you will be smiling today, then I do hope they ask you, then maybe all you should answer is Christos Anesti, Christ is risen. And so I say to you once again, and I hope your response will echo across this hill and into Stapleford, and into Sawston, and into Addenbrookes, I say to you once again, Alleluia! Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed!
Alleluia!
Amen.
Amen.